live tribute was broadcast over UC radio stations KUCR and KUCI. Barrett taught at UC Irvine for several years before moving on to Riverside about a year ago. The 46-year-old professor specialized in African-American literature and culture. Former students spoke of a man with profound influence.
I know he knew he had supporters here.
He was one of the professors who really took students under his wing, and he really cared about his students.
Some of my best memories of Lyndon are not in the classroom, but they're of things like dancing in an Orange County parking lot together, or there was always such an intense connection for him between the rigorously intellectual and the utterly pleasurable.
Barrett explored homoeroticism in black culture and was an advisor on the Steven Spielberg film Amistad. He had been working on a book examining slavery's effect on North America.
He was just a rare, unique, strong person.
Catherine Kinney chairs the English department at UC Riverside. She says Barrett was sometimes forced to defend his work.
When he had a disagreement with powerful people, he stood his ground and, had good reasons for why he believed the things he did and why something wasn't right. And, it's an amazing combination with someone whose personality is warm and welcoming.
Police found Lyndon Barrett's body in his Long Beach condominium more than a week ago. They've arrested and charged Marlon Martinez with murder. He'll be arraigned Thursday. Authorities say the 20-year-old construction worker was an acquaintance of Barrett's, but they've offered no other details. Stephen Cuevas, 89.3 KPCC.